Welcome to our Banff and King Edward online service. This is certainly different, but haven't our local church leaders done well in continuing to lead us in worship week by week since lockdown has had us locked out of our churches? Where we're worshipping, and perhaps what we're wearing for worship today may be different from usual, but our focus can still be the same. We can still fix our eyes on Jesus. Faith tells us that even with all that's going on in the world at the moment, we can still be sure that Jesus is with us, ready to pour his peace and healing and mercy and, as the Queen said, love and care into our streets in this time of need. And so let's join together in singing, Lord, the light of your love is shining. Shine, Jesus, shine.
Set our hearts.
Our hope at this time is that many people who may never have given God a thought before will turn to Him now in their times of panic or fear or worry or stress or uncertainty, asking for His help and finding that He is indeed there, and He is indeed for them and not against them. He is indeed an ever-present help in times of trouble, a refuge in all the storms of life. How sad it would be if they think that God isn't there, or isn't interested in them, or doesn't care about what they're going through. How tragic if they think God won't hear their cries for help, or won't accept them because they've ignored Him for so long, or they don't feel good enough. In our reading today, we'll be eavesdropping on a conversation Jesus had with a Samaritan woman many people thought wasn't good enough. This was to be an encounter and a conversation she would never forget. Let's join them in Samaria as we read from the Gospel of John chapter 4, beginning at verse 4. Now Jesus had to go through Samaria. So He came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as He was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to Him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked Him, and He would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to Him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." And moving on to verse 28. Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" And at verse 39. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in Him because of the woman's testimony, "He told me everything I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to Him, they urged Him to stay with them, and He stayed 2 days. And because of His words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Saviour of the world." It would have shocked Jesus' followers at the time that He was speaking not only to a woman, but a Samaritan woman at that, because Jews wouldn't associate with Samaritans. And even worse than that, this was an immoral woman with a past. She'd had five husbands and now a current partner. What was Jesus thinking of? But just as this coronavirus doesn't seem to discriminate between people, neither does Jesus. Even if people in this pandemic have refused to have anything to do with God or with Jesus or His church before, He will welcome them with open arms if they turn and ask him for help now. Jesus was willing to accept what others would reject. He was willing to accept this Samaritan woman we've read about. So that just goes to show, he'll accept us, no matter who we are or what we've done. Jesus loves us and accepts us and can help us. And he's not doing it blindly or in ignorance. He knows our story. He knew the Samaritan woman's story with her five husbands and her latest partner. And he would also have known about any underlying sadness she had, and regret, and insecurity, and fears, and shame, and disappointment, and disillusionment she may have been feeling. And he knows ours too. We all have our story, and we all have our reasons. We all have our need of Jesus to forgive us and help us and give us his Spirit to help us change. Even knowing our story, he's willing to accept us, though we may never even have given him a second thought. And he knows what we need. Jesus knew that the Samaritan woman's search for satisfaction in life was like a thirst that was never being quenched, no matter how many times she tried to start a new life with someone else. Jesus offered her something different, just what she needed. He called it living water, a new quality of life he could give her by his Spirit if she was willing to trust him. He was willing to accept her. Would she accept him and the new start he was offering her to begin a new kind of life? It seems she did. And more than that, she then went round the town telling people about Jesus, this special person who knew all about her and who didn't reject her, even although many other people had. He understood her and wanted God's best for her, and offered her all she'd need to quench that spiritual thirst of hers and find a good and satisfying life. And that's still Jesus' offer today for everyone who'll accept him, no matter who they are. I was in my mid-20s when I accepted Jesus into my life. Perhaps you were younger. Perhaps you were older. Perhaps you're still not sure. Perhaps there's someone you care about and you long for them to turn to Jesus to find a new satisfying life filled with peace and purpose and awareness of God's help and love for them. We can pray about all of that now and for others in the world, even if we don't know them. God does, and he knows all about their stories and their needs and their cares. So let's pray together now. Our Father God, thank you for sending your Son Jesus into the world for all of us. Thank you for all he's done to show us how much you love us, not least by dying on a cross so we can be forgiven for all that's wrong in our lives, and then rising again to new life so we can have that new life too. Lord Jesus, we may never have spoken to you before, but today we want to say sorry for the things we've done wrong in our life. You know what those things are. Please forgive us. Help us now to turn from everything we know isn't God's best for us. Thank you that you died on the cross for us so we could be forgiven and set free to live a new life. Thank you that you offer us the gift of your Spirit to help us. We receive that gift now, saying, please come into my life by your Holy Spirit to be with me forever. And in this time of pandemic, when many in the world are shaken and afraid, may nothing put them off turning to you, Father, for help and finding what a loving, faithful, powerful God you are. May your loving kindness draw this world to repentance and newness of life. Father, as we leave ourselves, our loved ones, and our world in your hands, we pray together in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. I wonder if it would help us if we could actually see with our own physical eyes how near Jesus is to us, how involved he is in our everyday lives, no matter who we are. I wonder if the world would look like this. Let's watch a video now that shows us just how close at hand Jesus is to help us.
Heavenly Father, we love your precious name. It stands to reason that a name is just a word. It can be easily forgotten as soon as it is heard. But one name was spoken before the world's first day, and it will be here when everything that is has passed away. Delivered from the lips of God to Mary's ears on angels' wings, Jesus, Jesus. The word that came to life for us, the song that all creation sings, Jesus. Of the earth have come and gone, but Jesus, the name is all. When I'm awakened by a terrifying dream, desperation reaches out and clutches me. When I'm so afraid that I don't even know how to pray, I simply speak it and I feel it, and it chases fear away. Delivered from the lips of God to Mary's ears on angels' wings, Jesus, sweet Jesus. The word that for us, the song that all creation sings, Jesus, oh Jesus. The proudest nations of the earth have come and gone.
thing our natural eyes can't see, because if they could see, where would the need for faith be? During this pandemic, as we look around with eyes of faith, we will see God at work, helping, healing, calming, comforting, strengthening, sustaining, guiding, hearing prayers, answering prayers, and when necessary, carrying people from this world into the next. God is faithful. He is for us, not against us. He sent Jesus into the world so that we'd understand that, no matter who we are. An evangelist called J. John recently put together a list of different roles and images the Bible gives us for Jesus, trying to convince us that Jesus came into the world for us all. Here's the list. Jesus is the bread of life, so that bakers would understand. Jesus is the creator, so that artists would understand. Jesus is the water of life, so that plumbers would understand. Jesus is the light of the world, so that electricians would understand. Jesus is the firstborn, so that pediatricians would understand. Jesus is the chief cornerstone, so that architects would understand. Jesus is the morning star, so that astronomers would understand. Jesus is the hidden treasure, so that bankers would understand. Jesus is the life, so that biologists would understand. Jesus is the door, so that carpenters would understand. Jesus is the great physician, so that doctors and nurses would understand. Jesus is the good teacher, so that educators would understand. Jesus is the lily of the valley, so that florists would understand. Jesus is the rose of Sharon, so that gardeners would understand. Jesus is the rock of ages, so that geologists would understand. Jesus is the true vine, so that horticulturalists would understand. Jesus is the bridegroom, so that wedding planners would understand. Jesus is the righteous one, so that judges would understand. Jesus is the advocate, so that lawyers would understand. Jesus is the judge, so that criminals would understand. Jesus is the pearl of great price, so that jewelers would understand. Jesus is wisdom, so that philosophers would understand. Jesus is the wonderful counselor, so that psychotherapists would understand. Jesus is the word, so that lexicographers would understand. Jesus is the good shepherd, so that farmers would understand. Jesus is the captain, so that the army and navy would understand. Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, so that scientists would understand. Jesus is the wind, so that meteorologists would understand. Jesus is the way, so that cartographers would understand. Jesus is the deliverer, so that postmen and women would understand. Jesus is the mediator, so that the United Nations would understand. Jesus is the Lion of Judah, so that zookeepers would understand. Jesus is the Lamb, so that vets would understand. Jesus is the resurrection, so that undertakers would understand. Jesus is the rider on the white horse, so that jockeys would understand. And Jesus is the King of Kings, so that royalty would understand. Jesus came for all of us, no matter who we are, what we do, or what we've done. We may be living in different times, but the message is still the same message those Samaritans discovered, that Jesus is the Saviour of the world. Let's celebrate that by singing a well-known song by Hillsongs Australia, My Jesus, My Saviour.
like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord on the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord on the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. The mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. Sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever, in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.